Zvachim, Perches, Mishne Dal. The Mishne continues this type of taruvis. Evrei chatos shenesavu be'evrei oilo. There's evorim, they were menatech the kabonis, and there are pieces of the behema that are sitting in the mokum where they did the avoidah of being mafshit the skin and setting it up for hakrova by a carbon oilo, or for achila, which by carbon chatos, the chalokim and the carbon chatos that were put on the mizbeach, chalokim then were prepared to be given out to Kahanim to eat. So the evrei chatos when the sarvu by evrei oilo, one is osa to eat and one is a mitzvah to eat. Reb Leza Omer, yitain, what you should do is obviously they can't be eaten because they're not nizbatl. Evorim, by the way, of a behema, are also not nizbatl. We'll see what happens if you have a little bit of bosa this kachem fall into that kachem. But we were talking about evorim. Evorim is a chaticha haruya l'skabid as a klal in Maseches Chulin. Even though if a little bit meat falls into a big pot, we have a taruvis, there's bitul b'roiv, there's bitul b'shishim. That, however, is not true when we talk about big mechubadika pieces. It's called a chaticha haruya l'skabid. It does not have bitul. Adav HaChoshu doesn't have bitul, so din d'rabbanan. So over here as well, there is no bitl. Memela, we have to figure out what's the Eitzah. What is the Eitzah? Reb Leza Omer, Yitin Lamalon, they both have to be hukrav. What you do is you're going to put all the Evorim of the Teruvis on top of the Eitzim on the Mizbeach. You Mekayim Mitzvahs Haktoro, Mitzvahs Hakrovo. The oila belongs there. The chatos is pieces of meat from a carbon that don't belong there. So Mishnah says something interesting. Royani is psara chatos. You're going to look at the pieces of chatos which are really misplaced. They shouldn't be there. You had to suffer which ones are the evore chatos. You'll see the psara chatos milamalon kilu who ate him. All it's doing is it's adding fuel to the mitzvahs, serefas, the evorim of the carbon oila. V'acham oimrim, that's not an etzah. Tu'uba tzurosa, this is a new concept we haven't had. Tu'uba tzurosa is a lotion that's used of, it means, tu'uba means to pass. Tzurosa means they should lose their tzura. You should let them, their tzura be nevad. What it refers to always in this type of context, we'll have it many times in Seder Kodshim, is what it means is to leave it over until the Zman Ho'yisr. In this case, at the end of the day, anything that's Roy Lahaktoru, Lahakrova, at the end of the day, not at the end of that day, at the end of the next day, if it's Kachem Kalim, so that's when it becomes, okay, we're talking about Oilo, is the end of that night. That means there's Yom HaKrova, the following night, which is the Zman Haktoru's Chalom Ve'murim, or the pieces of Bosor Oilo, the end of the following night after the Zman HaKrov is Tu'uba Tzurosan. But we're talking about the concern of putting on the Mizbeach Shtiklach Evorim of Chatos. So Mimele, it has to wait, okay, so also that night, it has to wait for the end of that night. At that point, it already became Noisa, right? If it was Roy Lachila, but only Liyom Valaylo. The rule of thumb is that we don't destroy, we're not ma'abit truma or kachem, unless we're vadai that it lost its status. So Marshall, let's say by truma, we have sofik tuma, we don't burn it for itself, we're not ma'abit truma, but sofik tuma, it has to be vadai. So we also, it has to be a vadai oilo, I'm sorry, it has to be a vadai even on the tzada, it's chatas vadai noiser, and then it's yotzel lebeis ha'sreifa, then it can be burnt. That's the klal over here. Mishnehe, evorim be'evri balimumin. The same way it's also to bring a behemoth, it's a lav, to bring a behemoth that's a balmum as a carbon. There's a lav, let's say a behemoth was found to be a balmum, it's also to put any of the evorim on the mizbeach. Lav isha le'sitnu mehem, one should not make the isha is the fire on the mizbeach, which is fueled by the chelke akabonis. One should not fuel that fire al mizbeach l'ashem. So memela, legabe evorim of balimumin, the eitzah of putting it on the mizbech that we had in the previous Mishnah, by an oil and a chatos, just when you have a sofik, which one is which, just put the evori chatos, and it's not a problem, there's no isser, you're right, the chatos are imid lachila, not supposed to be put on the mizbech, so yiru ke eitzim. But over here there's a lav. There's a lav of taking these evorim and putting it on the mizbech. So Mela, Rebbe Lezer will be moider that to put them stamp b'toras etzim on the mizbech is a lav deiraisa because it's nifsal and it's mos lakrova b'loshna gemara. However, what happens? Again, case number one is what happens before any hakrova. Also, you can't put any. They have to be two but tzurasam v'yetzel lebeis asreifa. However, im korav reish echemem. Let's say one of them was put on the mizbech. The kohanim were unaware that there was a balmum. Once they put on one, there's a chance that the balmum was already dealt with. Maybe shalai kedin, but it was put on unbeknownst. It was put on the mizbech, and now you have the rest of the evorim and ma'oid yitochid. That all the evorim that now the kohanim have a pile of evorim, they're all from behemis ksherim. So there, Rebbe Lezer's mechadish that im korav reish echemem yikrivu kol harashen. He could rely that the first one was the one that was illegal to put on. If it was one roish, you could put on all the roshim kroish alechet. If it was one of the kraim from the stomach that was put on, so then again he could rely that the kraim of the balmum was the one that was put on previously. You could recall a kraim. V'achomim oimrim afilu korvu kulam chutz me'echem mehem. You have the same problem. You can't go l'kula yetzel beis hasefer. Now it sounds like the chomim in the previous mishnah were machmir, and they machmir here too. But if you think about it, the two in yonim are not really shaych zelazeh. The nido in the Mishnah Dalid was whether you could have that you could be roya kiilhu etzim, and the nido over here is being soimich b'mokim sofik lekula on a svara of being toila that the one that was put on was the one that shouldn't have been put on. What's the kesha? See the Gemara's mechadash anu din. The Torah's love of putting chelke bale mumen on the mizbeach. The Torah says, mum bom, lo yirotsu lochem. There's a mum in them. Lo yirotsu, there's no ritsu, there's no kapara. There's a lav of putting them on the mizbeach. So the Gemara dashes, according to Rebbe Lezer, that lo yirotsu lochem is only when the evori balimum is oimid kishala atzma. But what happens when the evorim is put together with taruvis? That means one of them was put on the mizbeach. Now the kohen wants to pick up an aver and he wants to put it on the mizbeach, saying to himself that the aver that he's holding, he wants to be toiler that it's a behemoth, that it's a behemoth that's supposed to be on the mizbeach, not a balmum. So there, that might be a ma'aseh iser, and there's a sofik lav deraisa. He doesn't have a right to be toiler. But let's just mask him. We're talking about where the kohen picked up two aver. Heyois the lav deraisa is only leirotzu lochem, is only to be makriv and aver balmum by itself. So the Gemara understands according to Rebbe Lezer that if a kohen makes a maisa akrova ala mizbeach, a maisa aktori is putting evorim, and one of the evorim in what he's doing is a posel, is a balmum, is not even that lav, not deraisa at least. Why? Because the maisa has in it a maisa aktora, a maisa akrova ksheira. It's only where the Maisa Aktora is posel and gansen, that's where it's a Maisa Lav, where the Maisa includes, he puts on together simultaneously, two Evarim, then Midaraisa would be Mutter. So therefore, it's only Midarabanon, that he could be Toila, that the one that was put previously, that was the Posela, and now he could put two at a time. So we're very limited in Rebbe Lezer, what Rebbe Lezer holds over here, Yikrivu Kol HaKrayim, Yikrivu Kol HaRoshim. It's only when he's putting two together, where he previously put one, there you could be toiler, and you could do away with the Isser of HaKtor Seivorim, and the Chacham Anat Maskim even to that.